Today's reading begins in Psalm 119, verse 145. With my whole heart I cry, "Answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law. But you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long have I known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. Look on my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great is your mercy, O Lord. Give me life according to your rules. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, but I do not swerve from your testimonies. I look at the faithless with disgust because they do not keep your commands. Consider how I love your precepts. Give me life according to your steadfast love. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips will pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing of your word, for all your commandments are right. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments." We have reached the end of Psalm 119. Took us a little while to get there. We started in verse 145, which was the 19th section. It focuses on the psalmist's cries to God and his anticipation of God's faithfulness to his promise and his testimonies. He knows that God is near and that God will answer. Verse 153 starts section 20, focusing on a plea that God will save him. 3 times he requests for his life to be preserved, in verse 154, 56, and 59, and also asks for God to deliver and redeem him. He looks to the mercy of God, but looks around and sees that he also has numerous enemies. He has confidence in God, though, that God is greater than his enemies and that he will be delivered. And all this is based on verse 159, where he says, "Consider how I love your precepts. Give me life according to your steadfast love." He knows the Lord well enough to know that God is good and God is just, and God will save those that are faithful. Verse 161 starts the 21st section. Again, the psalmist points out those that are his adversaries. He says, "Princes persecute me without cause," but yet he remains focused on the Lord and the promises that he has been given. He talks about the righteous rules, the salvation that God brings, and his soul keeps those testimonies. He loves them exceedingly. All of this brings him both joy and peace, despite those persecutions. Verse 169 is the 22nd section. This is the very last one. Remember that it went by the Hebrew alphabet, so this is the final section. And he emphasizes a love for God's directions and his need for help and the transforming power of those directions from God. Despite all that has been said about loving the precepts of the Lord and loving the salvation and the confidence in the life that God offers, verse 176 shows us that even Someone who can write those beautiful words still needs the mercy of God. He says, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. He still needs God's help to remain devoted to him. And so do we all. That's something good for us to consider today and to include in our prayers. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.